Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the work that you have started. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for perfecting everything that concerns us in this season and in this hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as we stand in agreement and unity of the faith, Father, on this call tonight, Father, this prophetic midnight prayer call, Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word will live big on the inside of us. Father, we affirm and declare that this time that we are together, Father, it shall be a time of peace, a time of strength, a time of power. It shall be a space where miracles shall begin to come forth in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Father God, we affirm and declare that all things are possible for us. We declare and affirm, Father, that you're turning situations around. Father God, we affirm and declare in your master's name that the struggle is over. Father God, we declare in the name of Jesus that we are the head and not the tail. We declare in the name of Jesus that whatever we touch, it shall prosper. We declare your favor upon us, upon our household, upon our families, in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare strength. We declare, Father, healing, not just only for us, but for your people and those that are sick and those that are shedding. Father, we declare and affirm the turnaround in our finances, the turnaround even in our health, the turnaround in our community, the turnaround even in our church, even in our leaders. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you're about to do. We thank you, Lord, because, Father, you said you esteem your word more highly, even as Job said he esteemed your word more highly than his necessary food. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise in your name, in this season and in this hour, in Jesus' name, amen. Prophet, then we open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity once again to come together in agreement, Lord God. Thank you for your presence that is with us, Lord God. Lord, that there's never any separation in you. It's not God and us, but God in us. So thank you, Father. You are always in us. There's no separation. Thank you for restored hope and strength and just restoration and healing, Lord God, where we need, each one of us need a touch in some area, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Uplift us and uphold us, O God, in your will and your way, and continue to strengthen us as you move us forward, Lord God. Continue to keep your angels of protection all around us, Father God. Bring healing and direction and protection wherever needed, Lord God, as you move us forward into the purpose and plans for good that you have for us. Bring restoration where there needs to be restoration, Lord God, and in any relationships, Lord God, that need restoring, or situations that need restoring with finances or whatever it may be, Lord God. Thank you for wholeness and healing, Lord God. Thank you for fresh direction from you, Lord God, and renewed focus that we each would persevere and continue to run the race that you have set before us, O God, for the prize of the whole high calling of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for your perfect will and plans, and that in you we have victory, Lord God, and that you will continue to make a way even where there seems to be no way, Lord God. Nothing is too difficult for you, Lord God. Whatever there is confusion, you bring clarity, Lord God, and whatever might seem hard. You bring breakthrough, Lord God, just like in your word when you parted the Red Sea, Lord God, for the Israelites, when it seemed like they were in a hard place with no escape. Thank you, Father. You make a way of escape. Open doors, O God, for your people to enter in, that we would each enter into the things you have in store for us, Lord God. I just speak increase, finance, divine health and healing, Lord God. To each one, continue to bring answered prayers, O God, that we have lifted up to you, and that we'll be giving testimonies, Lord God, of your faithfulness and your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, God, and for your blessings bestowed upon your people. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for this new day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, God. And thank you, God, that we have not grown weary. You said we would reap if we faint not. And we continue to press forward to the high calling of Jesus Christ. We just love you, God, and we thank you. God, I ask you to remember your people, Prophetess Barbara Tucker and her needs, God, her stepfather and her relatives, bless them and bless her. And Prophetess Glenda Freeman and in her time of bereavement, God. And thank you for the healing of Prophetess Regina Turner and Minister Bostic, God. And anyone else who is in need of help, God, and in need of healing, thank you, God, for your healing mercies, God. Thank you for your loving kindness and for your many blessings to your people, God. And I ask you to remember all of those who are on the line, God, who are listening, and help them in their time of need, God. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving grace and your loving kindness, God. And I ask you to remember the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and their vision, and assist them, Lord. Keep assisting them. Keep lifting them up and helping them, God. And all of the ministers of the gospel who are preaching your word, God. Prophetess Mascarene and her church, God. Remember them, O God, and strengthen them, God. And I just thank you for your mercy and your goodness. And thank you for your love towards me, God, and for remembering me and my family. And thank you for my healing. And thank you for each and every prophet on the line. And for those who are not here, bless them, God, in a mighty way. And help them in their going and coming. And thank you for the prayers on last night for me. I thank you so much, Father. I thank you. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I thank you that your word declares that you would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Lord God, I thank you right now that we are careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication, that we make our requests known unto you, Father, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We will worry not, we will fret not, Father God, for the evil that will try to come against us, Lord God, because we know in you we have victory in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. I pray for those that were in the storm last night, Lord God, the families that were affected in the tornadoes, Lord God, I pray that you comfort them in this season, in this hour. Lord God, that you will make beauty out of ashes, that you will give them strength for fear, Lord God, and joy for mourning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way in this hour. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I give you praise in Jesus'
name. Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. Father God, we come before you humbly because we thank you, Father God, for making this day, Father God, because we know that this day is the day that you have made, Father God. We lift up our leaders even now, Father God, and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you even now for your arrow of deliverance, Father God, that is being shot, Father God, for your people, your precious people of God even now. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, healing your people of God, healing the company of prophets, Father God, touching families, Father God. We thank you for divine hedge of protection even now. Father God, we decree and declare provision, Father God, take place, Father God, over your people's lives, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, even now for healing, Father God, and restoration that you're doing even to the elderly, Father God. We thank you for touching our grandparents, Father God, and we thank you for touching even those elders, Father God, and guardians. We thank you for touching our siblings and our parents, Father God. We thank you for touching even our children, Father God, and our caretakers. We thank you for taking care, Father God, and watching over even each and every one of our leaders, Father God, and the pastors, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, inside of each and every one of our lives, Father God. We thank you for new energy, Father God. Father God, we thank you for new ideas, fresh ideas, Father God. We thank you for new businesses and new innovations, Father God, that are coming out of your people, Father God, even now, Father God. We thank you for touching even the hearts of those individuals, Father God, that may have even turned their back on you, Father God. We ask even now, Father God, that you show your hand of mercy, Father God, such that they can be counted in the number, Father God. We thank you so much, Father God, for doing even a new thing, Father God, even inside of our hearts and concerning people of God, matters of the heart. We thank you for touching even those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We thank you for touching even those that are struggling financially, Father God. We ask you to even touch those that are homeless, Father God, those that may not have a roof over their head, Father God. We ask that you begin to